Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
This is when your metal as a talk show host, talk radio host, is tested. I can tell you that. Been a long day. Been a long couple, 3 days. I've been traveling for most of the day today. The meat of the day, anyway. And the meat of the day is when I spend most of my time on this day preparing this live show during the meat of the day. And I've had very, very little time to do that today for the broadcast. But have no fear, though. When you have a show like this one, and I'm so thrilled with the guests that we have, the A-list lineup that this program brings, and who it is and what they do, it's always a help to me when I have such powerful guests on the program that can help pick up some slack for me because they're so good. And I know them so well, and I'm able to have conversations with them that benefit all of us. So I want to thank my guests in advance. I'll get to that guest lineup in just a minute. We've got a little bit of a shift up here than one of our regular contributors, A.W.R. Hawkins. I'll explain that in just a few minutes. But a little cursory check of the alerts today and some of my prep sources once again tells me that I could easily take the full three-hour program solo without a doubt if I had to. I've probably got over 30 different headlines to bring you that you are not hearing anywhere else. You have to know. You go to specific places to get it, but some of it you got to weed out and go find it. And you're busy. I mean, we're all busy. This is what I do, and my job is to kind of bring these things together for you and let you know what, where, who, when, why, and how, and what you need to do about it, what you need to know about it, that whole triage process that we go through. And sometimes I sometimes make a mistake and think, man, I should have covered that, and I didn't. But it's few and far between. So the question is, why were you up in the air today? Why were you traveling? Because this job affords me many opportunities to meet some of the best people on earth, BPOE. Every time I hear that phrase, I think of my grandmother and my grandfather because they were members of the Elks Club in Miamisburg, Ohio, or Miami Valley Country Club, the Elks Club in Trotwood and Dayton, Ohio, years ago. BPOE, I used to ask them, what's that stand for? Well, it was Benevolent Paternal Order of Elks, but we always told them we were kids, it means best people on earth. So I have the opportunity to meet the BPOE in this community, the members of the nation's grassroots movement, in particular, is who I'm talking about. It's these members of the grassroots organizations across this country in all 50 states that are in the trenches. Man, they are in the trenches with their individual state legislators and their constituents, their members, their membership base, and many others who don't know about them, and constantly trying to pick up new membership and find that support to counter that billionaire Bloomberg and the state efforts that he's running right now. Basically, what they're doing is they're fighting the lemonhead liars and charlatans from the outside, trying to come into their state, doing their level best to do it as outsiders and make an end run around the Constitution and the right to bear arms. So I was speaking, I had this incredible honor to speak at the Kansas State Rifle Association, otherwise known as the KSRA, the annual lunch meeting, and was up there in Wichita since Thursday. You weekday show listeners know as soon as I was off air Thursday, I headed over to Hartsfield-Jackson Airport for a date with Delta to get me up to Wichita, Kansas in particular, Wichita, Kansas, a place that I'm not unfamiliar with. I spent a number of times, been up there a number of times in Wichita for some old Gander Mountain events. Used to do some concealed carry expo training deals up there and some book signings. An awful lot of fun up there at the Gander Mountain. So I'm not a stranger to Wichita, Kansas at all. The great people and the great food. You talk about being in the heartland, man. Kansas got some great steaks and some great barbecue, believe me. I didn't get a chance to participate in much of that because I was busy this weekend. But nonetheless, I'm not unfamiliar with Kansas. So Kansas, you don't think Kansas has Kansas, what do you think about when you think about Kansas? Well, I think of it as a free state because I know what goes on in Kansas. But most people don't think of gun rights when they think of Kansas, right? They think maybe the nation's heartland, the breadbox, right, of America. Literally dead center of the United States. Maybe they think of the Wizard of Oz. That's not stupid. They have shirts that say that. You know, we've got them in the airport in Wichita. They have the funny shirts. I'm melting, I'm melting, I'm melting, as a reference to the Wizard of Oz. And that's what's happening to the gun grabbers, by the way. They're melting.
Or maybe you think of the farms that feed the world. Or maybe the Red Slippers, Toto, Tornadoes, or Dodge City, or Great Beef, Great Barbecue. It's all of that. Kansas is all of that. But more important than all of that very cool stuff, and it is very cool stuff, Kansas is a free state. And it's a bastion of gun rights. I mean, who would have thunk that? I do. Because I'm familiar with what goes on in Kansas. That's who I do. And I want you to think of it that way, too. Because I know the fine folks at the Kansas State Rifle Association and the incredible work they're doing up there in the heartland. And it's not just, you know, the work that they do when they pick success up in Kansas, it bleeds everywhere. It goes to all of us. We all feed off of it because we talk about it. And it inspires another bill in another state, maybe where you are, or maybe something Kansas did was inspired by what your state did. This is all tied together. And then these great organizations get to meet together at the Gun Rights Policy Conference every year. This year coming up in Phoenix. We'll have more about that as we get closer and closer as the summer progresses on. In 10 days, the National Rifle Association meetings in Indianapolis. I will be attending those meetings, so make sure to stop by the Second Amendment Foundation booth and meet Alan Gottlieb and myself as we will be meeting there. We will be there shaking your paws. But let me get back to Kansas briefly for a minute. I don't want to get off my train of thought here before we bring Mr. Gottlieb in the next segment for the rest of the hour. But it was an honor. First of all, let me thank everybody in Kansas, all of you fine folks at the Kansas State Rifle Association. I'm sure a lot of you are listening right now. I can't thank you enough. It was a real pleasure and an honor to shake your paws, and a real pleasure and an honor to speak with you and have some fun with you over the weekend, as I did. And by the way, while I'm at that, a big, huge shout-out to KQAM, all the management and staff at 1480 AM, KQAM, and in particular Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, who picked me up at the airport, got me to the hotel, had a great dinner with me on Thursday, late Thursday evening. As you know, I took off right after the daytime show. Got to spend some great quality time with Andy. And then he made me feel like I was getting up to go fishing with my dad and my grandpa the next day, because I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and prepare, because he starts his day early, as I went in and co-hosted the three-hour morning drive show with him, all 3 hours from 6 to 9 a.m. And I know a little bit about how much work goes into that 3 hours, I can tell you. And he does it every day from 6 to 9 a.m. He's up early. He's in bed at night early so that he can bring all of you listeners a great program. And he does it. And it was an honor and it was a privilege to sit with Andy. He's a great guy, and I can't wait to work more with him in the future. So the fine work that Kansas State Rifle Association is doing, it was wonderful to be able to spend that quality time with you. And the grassroots organizations are huge. If you're not a member of your organizations, and I told the attendees, there are two things that you need to join. You need to join your state's rights organization. First of all of you should be members of the NRA. You just should be. It's kind of a given. It's kind of like you got to. If you're in the firearms industry, you're at SHOT Show. I mean, it's that simple. You have to be there. You have to do it for networking purposes and other things. We have to broadcast there. It's just one of those things. If you're a gun owner, you should be a member of the NRA. It's kind of a given. But there are two other organizations that you need to join. Your local state's rights organization, whoever that may be, your grassroots organization, you have to join it wherever you are. And the Second Amendment Foundation, winning in courts across the country. More with that on when Alan Gottlieb comes up here in just a few minutes. But here's why it's important. You see, the left has made the states the new battlefield. Kansas is a battlefield now. Your state is a battlefield in this fight for our right to bear arms. And organizations like Kansas State Rifle Association are the tip of the spear. The members of that fine organization and your organization, if you're a member. Man, it's you who are the soldiers in the war that the anti-gun establishment, the gun prohibitionists are waging against us. You are the soldier in that war, and it's a war. As I pointed out to the members when I was speaking, one side is going to emerge victorious at some point in time. The nation cannot continue down this path. It can't. It cannot. One side is going to have to win this culture war, and it has to be us. It must be our side, because we are the side of freedom and liberty. And if we lose it, we're doomed. Think Hillary Clinton. That's all you've got to think. Right there, that's a legitimate. What would have happened if Hillary Clinton had won the election? Think what a victory for that woman would have meant for the right to bear arms. You think it's under attack now? You should see what would have happened, I've seen some of the playbills here of what would have happened had she won the election. All the fighting that you see now would have all been battle plan and strategy that she would have been signing off on, plus the fight at the state levels around the country. It would have been a nightmare. Her SCOTUS picks would have destroyed the nation as we currently know it. It would have been done. Over. Young kid in the crowd, son of one of the great KSRA members, probably 10 years old. I pointed right to him. I said his life would have never, he would never know a life like his father sitting right to his left. Coming up, next break, Alan Gottlieb. More great victories to tell you about. A really interesting case in New York and what's happening there. Competitive three-gun shooter champion Corinne Mosher is going to be here an hour or two. And Washington Free Beacon reporter Stephen Gutowski, who just got back from covering the Girl in a Gun National Conference in Texas. Lots to go over with you back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, Galco is a premier American maker of holsters and concealed carry gear and title sponsor of the 2019 USCCA Expo. Whether you drive a pickup or a luxury sedan, carry a badge or a CCW permit, prefer donuts or kale, we have solutions to suit your lifestyle. Learn more about our extensive line at galcogunleather.com or have a personal conversation with us at 800-874-2526. Galco for life.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
For tactical equipment for military, law enforcement, and shooting enthusiasts, look for the name Elite Survival Systems. Creators of high-quality, intelligently designed products for concealed carry, discreet transport, and rigorous tactical uses, Elite Survival Systems knows there isn't one method of carry that works for everyone. Elite offers a vast array of concealment products to fit your lifestyle, including holsters, belts, vests, pouches, slings, bags, backpacks, and cases. Find out more at EliteSurvival.com. That's EliteSurvival.com.
If you're in the market for a concealed carry holster, come see CYA Supply Company at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center for the USCCA Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through 19th. We are veteran-owned and operated, and all products are made in the USA by American craftsmen. CYA Supply Company takes pride in making the highest quality concealed carry products with uncompromising fit and finish. All the products come with a 30-day, no-questions-asked return policy and a lifetime warranty thereafter. CYA Supply Company, equipping you to defend what matters most.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've seen our magnetic quick, clip, and carry holster on your social media page. Now is your chance to come see it in person. Test the magnetic strength as well as the quality and durability of our leather. Plus, get a peek at our top-of-the-line holsters such as the Relic holster and our shoulder and ankle rigs. Change the way you carry with JM4 Tactical and start carrying comfortably today. Come see us at the Concealed Carry Expo in booth 412 and visit us at jm4tactical.com.
Hi, Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. The no food or drink sign was worthless at KQAM 1480. I walked right past it, had breakfast, a little banana and something to drink in there, some coffee, or a little sugar-free Red Bull. I'm going to do the same thing right now. Hold on one second. There you go. Refreshing when you're tired and you're trying to wake up. What did you drink? That's a Diet Pepsi over ice. It's really tasty and it's really good. No gun signs are as worthless as no food or drink in studio signs is my point. Let's go right to the Second Amendment Foundation hotline. A lot of really cool information for you here and a really fascinating case out of New York City that might moot a Supreme Court case that the Supreme Court has already agreed to take. They've already granted cert to the case. We'll explain it here for you in just a moment. Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Mr. Alan Gottlieb, you know a little bit about the grassroots movements and how important it is. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you made it home safely.
I am, too. Believe me. Believe me. It was kind of, it was interesting, Alan. There's a little irony here. When you think of Kansas, you think of tornadoes, right? A lot of people think that because of the Wizard of Oz, but it's, you know, Tornado Alley. I flew from Kansas into tornadoes in Georgia today, so I was delayed and had to deal with all that. But I thought that was a little bit ironic to leave Kansas and go to Georgia for tornadoes. But that's just me. Alan, grassroots organizations are something, they make up the base, really, of what we all do, in particular the Second Amendment Foundation. You're familiar with them, and I know you're familiar with KSRA and the fine work that they do. But just tell listeners around the country in hundreds of cities on nearing 250 radio stations just how important it is that people join a pro-right movement in their own respective state.
Well, Mark, I guess I could say it this way. You don't win wars without boots on the ground. And the grassroots groups in the states are our boots on the ground. They're there to attend the city council meetings, the state legislative meetings, meet with the local officials. You know, if when the NRA or somebody else flies in to testify, it's one thing, it's really great, but then they leave. And it's the grassroots groups that are the boots on the ground that win our wars for us. That's why, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation are proud to help train them, bring them to gun rights policy conferences, state leadership training conferences, and help train them, because without them, we don't win.
Yeah, I think I phrased that. I think you'll agree with me. They're the soldiers, really, on the ground. And, you know, Alan, it's interesting. You've been to, the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA's GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, of course, is where all those organizations get together and talk about the upcoming year. But you've been to individual meetings around the country as well. You've attended a number of those. You've spoken at them. I know you've spoken in the one in Georgia here and a number of others. And you're familiar with all of these fine people and the fine organizations. But I guess when it comes to where we're heading into 2020, how important are these groups going to be on the ground for the upcoming election, where we see that the anti-gunners are literally running the worst gun control campaign I've ever seen, and it's only going to get worse? Aren't those organizations going to be the ones, too, that are fighting the battles in the legislature and getting the word out to voters, not just fighting to get the word out, but also on the ground getting all the word out to what's happening for the election, for crying out loud?
Oh, yeah. There'll be the people knocking the doors, working with the various campaigns in their state to make sure that, you know, the right candidates are represented it's pushed. They'll be attending the gun shows, handing out the literature at gun shows for who the good candidates are, the buttons, the bumper stickers. They'll be making the phone calls and the phone banks to turn out gun owners to vote. Obviously, we don't win the elections without those grassroots groups, so I'm really glad you were out there working with one of them this weekend. I take my hat off to you, Mark.
Well, thank you. You know, it's always fun, man. They know how to have a good time, as you well know, because you've attended so many of them. And, of course, when they all meet together. And this year, the GRPC, while we're on the topic, let's just push that quickly. The Gun Rights Policy Conference this year is in Phoenix, and the information is up on the website at saf.org, correct?
Correct, yes. I think it's September 20, 21, 22, that weekend. In Phoenix, and it's going to be a sold-out event. So if people want to go this year, they better register early, because we're going to be pushing the walls out.
It will be sold out, by the way, listeners. It will be sold out. And if you want to come out and see me and my element, Phoenix, baby, the Valley of the Sun, this is the place to go. Love when that meeting is in Phoenix. It just makes it even that much more fun. Alan, quickly before
course,
I move
Mark,
on
wait,
to...
Wait, real quickly, Mark, I don't want to mislead your public, though. When I say sold out, it is free. So people can attend by registering at saf.org. It doesn't cost them any money to attend, but we will probably have to somewhere getting close to to the time of the conference, we're going to have to probably shut down registration early this year because we're going to push the doors out. We just know it.
Yeah, that's what sold out means. It's not that the tickets are for sale, but the fact that there's only limited supply of them. There are several hundred of them available, but it will sell out. It'll book between 700 and 1,000 people, and we hope that you're one of them. Let me close out the grassroots conversation first, Alan, before I move to a couple court cases. With, you know, every single one of these I've attended, listener, every single one of these that I've attended, I wind up meeting state legislators who are not just state legislators, but also members of the state grassroots organizations that they're working with. I know I can speak, of course, for GeorgiaCarry.org, and I can now speak for Kansas State Rifle Association. I met a number of legislators out there. I don't know if the ones in Kansas were actual members of the organization, but I've met many of them across the country who are. So when you're talking about boots on the ground and you go to one of these meetings, you literally meet the legislators who are working with you and the lobbyists to write the law that makes your state a free state and fends off the attacks from the gun prohibition. It's very, very important. And having just come down off that three-day high of a gun rights organization meeting like that, I really want to get that information and that word out to you. Please, 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 if you don't know who to turn to, reach out to me, markatarmedamericanradio.org, and I will find you the organization in your state. I have done it. I have called Mr. Gottlieb before and said, I don't know who to contact here, and he has put me in touch. We will put you in touch with the proper people. Alan, there are two cases we want to talk about. We're going to have very little time here in this segment, so let's start it and then know with the listener that we're going to go into it in the next segment. But this New York case is fascinating, and I've got the letter that you sent. I've read this over and over and over again, and to me, it's fascinating. New York City was sued first. Let's start with that, and then we'll explain the rest of it in the next segment. Why were they sued?
Well, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association was the lead plaintiff, along with a couple individuals in New York. In order to have a permit in your own home in New York, part of it is that it doesn't allow you to transport the gun in New York except in a locked container, unloaded, ammunition separately, and only to seven gun ranges in New York City for practice. You can't take it to a gun range on Long Island. You can't take it to a shooting match upstate New York. You can't go for self-defense training in Arizona. If you have a second home in Florida, you can't move it. For that matter, if you had a second home in New York City, you couldn't move it. And so they sued. A lower court judge said it was okay. The appeals court said it was okay. And then the Supreme Court said, oh, no, it's not so okay. We want to review this case. Obviously, they wouldn't be reviewing it if they weren't going to overturn it. And so New York, of course, recognizing there is set for a loss, and the gun prohibition lobby in the country doesn't want that loss because it could extend beyond New York's borders. When the Supreme Court says, hey, the Second Amendment doesn't stop at your front door, it could take out a lot of other laws around the country at the same time. So New York's trying to play a game and not have the Supreme Court now hear this case. So they're trying to change the law and make the whole Supreme Court case moot.
Perfect place to stop. That's a tease right there. But here's what I want you to take away from this if you were paying attention to what Mr. Gottlieb said. One huge takeaway, we're going to ask him about that when we come back. Other laws will fall, too. New York all of a sudden realizes, oh, wow, maybe we're in a battle we shouldn't be in. We saw that in Washington, D.C. What I mean by that is this more proof that gun control really is a house of cards and they know it? And how important are our court cases going forward? We're going to tie all of this together for you with Mr. Gottlieb when we come back. We'll get specific about the New York City case. Don't go away. All right, gun lovers, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make your dream a reality. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every single day. So you gotta check them out. That's right, a different gun every single day, but it all ends soon. The official rules are on the page. Just text the word ARM to the number 87222, and you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text the word ARM to 87222, and you can win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARM, ARMED, to 87222. ARMED to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Oh, wow. What a weekend. Let me tell you how fun it was. When I get off this program on Sundays, I'm wired. The adrenaline rush. I love doing this with you. I love doing this. I live my whole week and bring the weekday show to you so that I can do this with you on the Weekend Monster broadcast. I love it. And that's evidenced by the fact that you do, too, and so many people come up and say hello. I can't wait. I'll be at the National Rifle Association meeting at the Second Amendment Foundation booth with Mr. Gottlieb in 10 days. I got Delta notified me today. Your next flight is in 10 days. And I can't wait. I meet so many of you, and it is so fun to see you. This show just, it's exhilarating to bring this to you. I love it. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when the show's over, I can't go right to sleep. And I'm that way now, too. It's a double whammy for me today, from coming off the Kansas State Rifle Association meeting and the flight today, getting back home, and then getting to the studio to bring you this, plus the show itself. So I'll probably be up all night long. I just want to tell you, it's just, I love doing this, and I'm so proud to be able to bring it to you week after week. On the 26th, we will be celebrating 10 years on the air on April 26th. That is coming up the weekend of the National Rifle Association Convention in Indianapolis, coincidentally. And I will be back in time to broadcast this show after that convention, too. So we're going to be back-to-back. Then we're going to do the CCW Expo, of course, in Pittsburgh. So we've got a lot going on. Can't wait. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association et al. Versus City of New York et al. Dear Mr. Harris, I'm counsel of record for respondents. The City of New York and the New York City Police Department License Division. The court granted the petition for a writ of certiori in the case on January 22, 2019, and petitioner's merits brief is currently due on May 7, 2019. I write to advise the court of a proposed rulemaking. If adopted in accordance with established procedures, the proposed rule would render this case moot. I'm going to stop right there. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back. The case would be rendered moot. Okay, so we sued, right? And the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Kansas State Rifle Association, that's why I'm telling these listeners about these groups. It's a good time to talk about this. So they sued because of what you just described being completely unconstitutional for a city to be able to tell somebody where they can and can't go with their own personal property, constitutionally protected personal property, I might add, in addition to that. And now you said that they want to try to change the law or the rules to render the case moot, as we just heard, because they know they'll lose. That's the house of cards. Tell us about this. Give us details here.
Well, this is like a last-minute Hail Mary to try and save a Supreme Court ruling going against the gun prohibition lobby. And, you know, their plan is to hold hearings, which are already scheduled. Their proposal has been written, so they're going to allow you to travel with the gun with tons of restrictions still on you, but it wouldn't be an absolute ban, so to speak, and that would mean that the case would have to be, you know, would be moved for the issues at stake, and as a result, if you wanted to sue, you'd have to start all over again, ground zero, and of course your case wouldn't quite be as strong because they made the law a little bit weaker. But it's not a slam dunk yet that the Supreme Court will say, no, we're not going to hear the case. The Supreme Court's probably going to be a little bit upset and angry that New York City went and waited to the last minute when briefing papers are supposed to be in on the case now. It's been accepted in, you know, by the court to hear and calendared. And obviously, there's only so many cases that can get to the court, which meant if this one went, the court couldn't hear something else they may have wanted to hear because there's only so much time, you know, in a session. And so they're probably not going to be too happy, but there's a legal, you know, legality here that, you know, if the case could be moot because the law being challenged isn't going to be on the books anymore. So it'll be interesting to see. I'd say the odds are better than even that the court will say okay because it's less work for the court and we will not hear the case because it, you know, it's rendered moot since the law is no longer on the books. But, you know, this, again, is again, where the anti-gunners play these games and you know, waiting to the very last minute, so to speak, to try and moot a case they know that they now are going to lose. And, of course, what bothers me is that the anti-gunners have been screaming in courts across the country that the Heller and McDonald decisions are only about a gun in your own home, so therefore the Second Amendment, the courts only said, it applies to your gun in your home, which isn't really true. But on the other hand, it dealt with a gun in your home. This deals with a gun outside your home, and what they're scared to death of is the courts can say not only is this law unconstitutional, but that right doesn't stop at your front door, which means other laws around the country that limit your ability to use your firearm outside your own home can also be considered to be unconstitutional based on this high court decision. And a lot of cases that we've lost around the country were at appeals court levels that won't be able to be heard by the Supreme Court, now become ripe all over again, and we can re-challenge all those laws based on the Supreme Court dicta or ruling. So, I mean, all of us were looking very much forward to this case because we knew we had our opponents, you know, by the short hairs on this one, and we were going to win it. Now it looks like this might be off the table.
You just gave me a rights sandwich here to bite into because there was so much with what you said. Let me start with a few things that popped out at me, and I have a feeling some of my listeners might be thinking the same thing too. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What are you talking about? The Supreme Court has already agreed to hear it. They hear less than what percentages of the cases that go up in front of them in the first place?
Oh, well less than 1%.
Well less than 1%, which means their schedules are tight. Now that tells me that Sotomayor, Kagan, and the rest of the loons on the left aren't going to be too happy about having their games played with their time either. Could I be right about that?
Yeah, but then they're going to have to go, well, they're not going to be happy. They're going to have to take a look and say, well, but it is going to be rendered moot. And so, you know, the odds are here we shouldn't hear it. And not only that, but our time is, you know, tight, so we won't hear it. On the other hand, it may open the door for another gun rights case to come up. And the Second Amendment Foundation has two cert petitions before the court right now.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. I want to get to those, too. But I've got to go a couple steps further and deeper into this. because I can hear my listeners right now. I know them so well. I know what somebody's saying. Ask him about this. Ask Mr. Gottlieb about this. So we've got cert granted. They're going to take the case. So you mean New York City or anybody for that matter that's now got a case pending that they know they're going to lose can just go back and superficially rewrite law in such a way that they think the Supreme Court will say, look, we fixed it. We don't want it to go to court. We fixed it. That doesn't seem fair, to use a childish term. But that's not fair.
Well, Mark, let me just jump in on that. What's really unfair is that it's now already been accepted to be heard by the court. But let's back up a little bit. The Second Amendment Foundation has lawsuits against Washington, D.C., in Palmer and Wren. You know, those cases, the city of D.C., knowing if it went to the Supreme Court, they were going to lose those cases after we won them at the appeals court level, chose not to appeal them and to rewrite their laws so that it wouldn't go to the – so that it wouldn't end up going to the Supreme Court. So, again, the anti-gunners are learning when they're pressed with defeat, they don't want to have a Supreme Court decision that then is the law of the land. They'd rather lose on anti-gun law in one jurisdiction but not have, have them wiped out in other jurisdictions by going all the way to the high court.
And that's the house of cards of gun control, listener, that I was talking about in the previous segment that I've mentioned before. In the Wren v. D.C. case that Mr. Gottlieb is speaking of right now, D.C. was begged by other blue state leaders and DAs and so forth, as states AGs, don't seek cert at the Supreme Court if you lose this. Now, if you lose this, we're all going to lose. Alan, that begs the following question. What's to stop them now from literally playing games with the Supreme Court and saying, okay, let's push this all the way to the limit and go ahead and do it. And if we get cert granted and they're going to hear the case, we'll just go and rewrite it and stop it anyway.
That's going to be the new anti-gun strategy to try and keep the anti-gun laws on the books around the country.
Okay, so, God, you know, these are insidious, insufferable people. And you have to wonder, what can we do? I'm going to ask this question now. We're taking a break. Please think about this during the break. And then when we come back, I want to hear you. I know my listeners are dying to hear this. What do we do to stop this? You're the man in the courtrooms across the country. You've set better than 80% of the pro-rights precedent in victories at the Second Amendment Foundation across this great land. You know this more than anybody else, this topic in particular. So I want to ask you when we come back, what do we do if we know that? Because you just told us that's going to be their new gig. They're figuring it out. They're not stupid. It just took them a while to figure it out. But I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be too thrilled by that. But nonetheless, we'll ask Alan when we come back. What do we do now? Just another satellite radio open thing we got to worry about with these buffoons and clowns. We'll be back right after this. Good Lord. All right, gun lovers, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make your dream a reality. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every single day. So you gotta check them out. That's right, a different gun every single day. But it all ends soon. The official rules are on the page. Just text the word ARM to the number 87222, and you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text the word ARM to 87222, and you can win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Hey there, gun lovers. Here's an exciting opportunity to celebrate your Second Amendment freedoms at the number one destination for American gun owners. It only happens once a year, so don't miss out. This is your chance to claim your discounted tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo coming to Pittsburgh the weekend of May 17th through the 19th. It'll be an action-packed three-day event at the David Lawrence Convention Center you don't want to miss. Text EXPO to the number 87222 right now to lock in your discounted tickets and to learn more. It's that easy, and you'll get exclusive access to check out new guns and gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, training, and much, much more. Plus, if you register right now, you'll also get your free Responsibly Armed American t-shirt made by Nine Line Apparel. It's a high-quality shirt with a limited edition design. But that ends very soon. Don't get left behind. Hurry and text EXPO to the number 87222 to get your tickets now. That's the word EXPO to the number 87222.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code AAR and Mike will give you 30% off plus free shipping. Use code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. The Gun Box is a great product. And I got an email already. Mark, what gun were you carrying at the KSRA? Do you actually practice what you preach? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. I had a Glock 48 on me, and I was a little bit late coming out of Atlanta because of storms in the area today. It took a while. They didn't have enough ground crew, so my baggage was a little bit late coming off with my firearm in it, and the great people over at Delta were fantastic. No zip ties at either end of the airport. Yes, I had my Glock 48 with me the entire time, and it's a great gun to carry, and I had a great time carrying it. I had a lot of questions. A lot of people hadn't yet seen the gun, so that was fun. Let's go back to the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Mr. Gottlieb, one quick question on the New York, then I want to move on to a couple other things in this final segment. But it would seem to me, we were talking about that being very unfair, it would seem to me that the state, by doing this, is requiring the Supreme Court to waste its time twice. Once in granting cert to begin with, because now they're going to play games with it, which wouldn't make the court very happy. And then the second time, it would seem to me that this would require the Supreme Court to go back and look at what they did after cert was granted to determine whether or not they want to look at it again. And if this becomes a tactic from the left, which no doubt it will, because they couldn't care less whose time they waste and how much taxpayer money they spend, I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be too pleased with this on either side of the ideological spectrum of the court. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, who knows? I mean, if they do get out of doing some work by not having to hear the case, they may be happy about that. But on the other hand, they had their chain jerked, and they may not be very happy about that.
Right.
What's interesting is the way New York is setting this up, of course, is they're asking for the court to either render it moot or put a stay on it until the new law is put in place, because this new law isn't going to get in place that quickly. So that's what the cop-out is. What the court could say is, well, since it's not in place yet, we're still going to hear it, but then it still could be rendered moot if you pass the law. But New York's trying to have as many bites of the apple as possible to keep it away from the court from hearing it.
Now, that's a great analogy. That's very true. Okay, let's move on. You mentioned a couple other cases. First, do we have any new news on the Illinois victory?
Oh, well, it's not going to be appealed because the housing authority, public housing authority in the state of Illinois, who wouldn't allow guns to be present in people's homes, and lost that there was a violation of the Second Amendment rights, are not going to appeal it. They signed an agreement that the court judge, they agreed that they did not appeal it for the judge's order. And in return, they don't have to pay all of our legal fees. They only have to pay us $7,500 of our legal fees. But it means that they will not appeal it, and it's final order, and it's done.
All right, can you give a brief synopsis of that case, just a brief synopsis of it?
Public housing in Illinois wouldn't allow people to have guns in their housing. We had a woman there who remained anonymous throughout the suit as a dope, a plaintiff without her real name, because an ex-husband of hers who raped her and only was stopped because she had a gun at the time went off to prison. She had moved to public housing where he doesn't know where she lives. He just got released from prison, and she's fearful for her life, and they wouldn't let her have a gun to protect herself in case he found out where she's living.
And we took care of that business.
Under the Second and 14th Amendment, and now that's a case that can be used as cannon fodder against other public housing all across the country.
That's not the first time we've done battle with public housing, though, is it?
No, it isn't, but each time it becomes easier to win it, and we put our market down so that the anti-gunners know they can't get away with denying people the right of self-defense in their own homes.
And each time we win it, the legal fees become less because it gets easier to win it because of that precedent. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true, because our briefs are sort of done, and we don't have a cookie cutter at this point. Well, we know we have a winning issue.
Good. That's good to know. So you're hearing it straight from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. That's great news. Okay, Mr. Gottlieb, next. A couple more cases that we're looking at, seeking cert, Supreme Court, we want them to review. Can we talk about them yet?
Yeah, real fast, because we're going to be running out of time here. We have two cases that have cert petitions at the Supreme Court now waiting to be granted. If they don't hear New York City's law, they may pick up one of these, or they could hold these if they do New York's and then come back to these later. But one is the man's case about being able to buy a handgun across state lines, and it's different with if in the state you don't live in, well, right now you're prohibited under the 68 Gun Control Act. It's now the same mixed background check all over the country, so there's no reason for that to be the case. We hope they take that case. And then likewise, out of Ninth Circuit, California, the Pena case, which deals with the handgun roster and micro-stamping issues with some crazy laws California has passed. And we're hoping that one gets picked up for cert as well. So there's still two more chances in the Supreme Court to take a gun rights case. In both those cases, I doubt at this point, first of all, that California would not go to the Supreme Court. If we got cert granted, they wouldn't change the laws, so it'd probably go there. The other case is a federal case, obviously, against the 68 Gun Control Act. And so that one will probably end up in the Supreme Court as well if they took it, because the federal government, Congress, isn't about to change the law, because Congress is so dysfunctional they can't do anything.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Can I make a prediction, a guess, and maybe get your thoughts on it? But I think the Mance case is on pretty solid ground here, because the NICS check does the same thing at every gun store across the country, because it's all the same system and it's all the same database. And if I had my druthers who had to put money on it, I would bet that in the not-too-distant future, I'll be able to fly out to Tombstone, Arizona, and bring a gun home with me. Would I be – am I thinking properly in that respect?
I sure hope so, Mark. That's what we're betting on, and that's what we're putting our efforts behind. We talk about how your gun rights don't stop at your front door. Well, they shouldn't stop at your state border either.
No, you should be able to buy that beautiful handgun out in Arizona, for example, and be able to bring that home. You should be able to buy it, because the NICS check is the same. It's the same background check. They find out the same information. Okay. National Rifle Association meetings are coming up in about 10 to 12 days, 10 or 11 days. Alan, you're going to be there. I will be there. What do we need to tell people? And we want to bring them by the booth, right? Say hello to us. Shake our paws.
I want to meet all your listeners. I want to, shake their hands. I want to thank them for their support. They are the boots on the ground, and I want to recognize them at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. So come by and say, hey, I listen to you guys on Armed American Radio.
And, we get a lot of them, too, don't we?
We do. But at this time, since we were able to tell people ahead of time, I bet we get some more. So I'm looking forward to meeting your listeners.
I'm hopeful that we will do the same thing. Alan, we've got just about a minute. I'll go ahead and wrap up this hour, and I'll go ahead and let you go get back to doing what you were doing. And I want to thank you so much for everything that you do. I can't wait to see you in 10 days at the National Rifle Association. I will be meeting with Mr. Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation, the SAF booth, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms booth. And I got to tell you, if you want to meet anybody who is, they all come by that booth. Everybody comes by that booth to meet with Mr. Gottlieb. Alan, thank you for everything you do and the Second Amendment Foundation itself. Join us, won't you? SAF.org, SAF.org. I get emails from somebody every single week, and I forward them on to Alan, by the way. So if you join the SAF because you were hearing it here, and you were hearing some of the things that the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in, make sure to send me an email to mark@armedamericanradio.org and let me know, and I will forward that email, and you'll see it. I won't hide it. I'll put it right on. I'll reply to you and thank you, and I will copy Mr. Gottlieb in on that as well. Second Amendment Foundation does incredible work, as you just heard. That right there is the wit and the wisdom from Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of said organization, winning our firearms freedoms back one court case, one lawsuit at a time. Excuse me. All right, when we come back, I'm going to take the first two segments and cover some of AWR's work at Breitbart News. And then when I come back in the second half of the hour, Corinne Mosher is going to be here. She is a tremendous speaker. I shared the stage with her at the KSRA. Wait till you hear the message that she has. It's outstanding. And she's also a three-gun champion. What a journey she's taken in a very short span of time. Absolutely incredible. You're going to love it. And you can also meet her at the CCW Expo in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about all of it when we come back right after this. Remember, until we meet again in just a couple minutes, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.